nervous about the bell. Hi, I'm Luke, and as you heard, I'm a lawyer. part of my role as a lawyer, I litigate, is doing criminal defence work. Every Monday, I go to the district court and appear in the criminal list. And my arrivals and departures story are people arriving into the dock and departing from the dock. Now, I went down to the court today and got some numbers. On every Monday, there's between 60 and 70 people that come through the dock, arriving and departing. They, on average, about 100 charges they represent, and every year in the court, in Nelson, our little court, 5,000 charges. There are, it's not my saying, but it's a good one, is that the people that are arriving into the dock generally fall into three categories: the bad, the mad, and the sad. The bad, in my opinion, are the sort of knowing, intelligent guys, normally, almost always men. They know what they're doing, they're arrogant about what they're doing, and they're remorseless. The mad, unfortunately, is a signal of our kind of poor state of mental health. It's often overrepresented in the courts. And the sad, I'm afraid, is the circumstances of people's lives, that they're coming into the dock in circumstances where it's kind of a mirror to the kind of worst parts of our society. And often the sort of cycle of violence and harm where they themselves, they're, you know, facing charges now, but they probably were victims of offending right through their childhood. Fun, so far. It's not the Boney M story. The mad, though, it can be very entertaining, and they're often overrepresented when it comes to media stories. And there's one story that was covered in the Nelson Mail that was picked up internationally of a man in Mochawaka who appeared in the Nelson court. He was facing a charge of misuse of a telephone. He'd been ringing the police, making a complaint that he was being raped by a wombat. I thought, and wombat. Police let that one go, but he rang back, insistent, urgent, I need immediate police response. And he gave them his full name and his full address. And that's how the police ended up charging him, right? So they left it again, but he ran back a third time. He said, look, hey, it's all good. I need to withdraw that complaint. The wombat's pulled out. He said, no, look, I don't have a bone to pick. I just don't have a sore bum. And he said, the only problem is I've been left speaking Australian. That's what he said. So that was picked up immediately by the Sydney Morning Herald. It went to the UK press. My brother, who at the time was working in Barbados, rang me and said, what's going on in the Nelson court? Do you know this guy? Which I, being Nelson, yeah, I know that guy, yeah. I made one of my least good parenting decisions 5 years ago. My son had a teacher's only day or something, so I said, look, I've got a matter in the court. Why don't you come down with me? It was an innocent sort of matter. It was a remand, or maybe someone was getting a limited license or something. You know, okay for kids. Little 12-year-old boy, come down. And I also, in my mind, I was thinking, this is great. He'll see his dad in action, you know, wowing the judge. Maybe sow a little seed of, oh, I'll be a lawyer one day too, Dad. And I put him in the public gallery, and he sat there. But I'd made the crucial mistake of forgetting, of course, that my matter wouldn't be called first. So there was a parade of clients before mine, which my 12-year-old boy's eyes were getting wider and wider. And I'm afraid it was domestic violence, sort of low-level indecencies, public nuisance, drink driving, and fighting in town. So the drive home was a wee bit stilted. I was very aware that I'd suddenly exposed my son to an adult world where even actually a lot of adults themselves aren't really aware of what goes on in our community. But he said to me, as a 12-year-old, and he still remembers it now, he said, Dad, all those cases were the same. I said, well, how do you come to that logic? Well, they all said alcohol. And he was dead right. Every single one of those cases, one of the contributing factors of that offending had been people consuming, abusing, or addicted to alcohol. It's a number one drug that we all enjoy, but, you know, it's the number one drug that often drives crime. A bit moralistic. So those are kind of the arrivals. The departures, obviously, the obvious departure that people have when they're in the dock is the decision can be made that they depart to prison. The judges that we have locally are kind of amazing people in my view. So the system of government that the court carries out is quite different in my mind to Parliament or the City Council, which kind of makes decisions about how to govern people in the abstract. The court, with the judges, they literally are governing people that are standing in front of them. And that can lead to quite a volatile situation. It can definitely lead to emotion. And I was in court one day when a defendant was feeling that emotion, and he left the dock being stood down to go to jail, and he told the judge, "Fuck you!" Which is not actually that uncommon, it must be said. What was uncommon was the judge losing it in that moment, as a human does, and replied to the man, "No, fuck you." Well, we all stopped. And the defendant himself stopped. But they are human, and they do an amazing job. Our resident judges balance very difficult competing interests of defendants and victims and the community at large, and they do get it right. I'm pretty proud to work down there. It's a very pressure-filled and very stressful environment. There are fantastic people involved, lawyers, judges, police, community probation service, restorative justice, mental health liaison staff. There's all the security and also just the court staff themselves. Huge amount of pressure, huge amount of stress, but they're all dedicated to making sure that we have a justice system that works locally, and I'm pleased to say I really encourage you to head down there on a Monday morning list. There's a public gallery. If nothing else, it can be good entertainment.